Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our monthly spiritual outreach call. I have the privilege of introducing Monsignor Frank Caldwell, pastor of the Curia of Ars Parish in Merrick, Long Island. And he has accompanied the American Association on at least 17 Lord's pilgrimages since 1991. He became a magistral chaplain in the American Association in 2004, and honestly is known and loved by members as pastoral, generous with his time, an excellent speaker, and a great supporter of the work of the Order. Good morning, Monsignor, and thank you for taking this message to us.
Thank you, Ray, for your introduction, and welcome to members of the Order of Malta from all over the country, Ray being in Oregon, many in Florida and up the coast, and a bunch of us here in New York. Happy Ash Wednesday on this beautiful day in New York. It may seem strange to say Happy Ash Wednesday, because a lot of people think of it as a somber, sober day, but not really, because it's happy. We are happy together, especially as members of the Order of Malta involved in the life of the Church, to recognize that we need to always, but particularly at this time of the year, to press the refresh button to renew our spiritual lives. So that means having a happy Lent also means having a productive and fruitful season of prayer and fasting and almsgiving so that this Easter 2022 can be better and happier than all the others so far. You know, happily and ironically, at least here in New York, on this particular March 2nd, this Ash Wednesday, the face mask mandates are being lifted in most of the schools in New York and in New York City next week. But today on Long Island and the rest of the state, the face mask mandates are now lifted, and it's optional. And I think it's kind of symbolic in a way that they happen to choose this day, at least here, at one of the principal signs of COVID is ending on the same day that many people receive the sign of ashes. So the mask is off, but ashes are on, you might say. So this talk, I was asked to speak about what is the history and the sacred significance of Ash Wednesday. So it's three parts. The first is an introduction. The second is the overview of the origins of Ash Wednesday. And the third, most importantly, is the significance and the meaning of what today is all about. So today is a very significant day in the Christian calendar, denoting the beginning of the Lenten season of repentance, which precedes Easter, and of course that's the highest of the holy days in the Christian, in our church. However, it is not a holy day of obligation. I heard on the radio this morning as I was getting dressed, they said in New York City today, alternate side of the street parking is suspended because of the Christian holiday of Ash Wednesday. Well, it may be a holiday, but it's not a holy day. Nevertheless, Ash Wednesday has taken on a major significance for many Catholics, many Christians, and in fact, more people come to church, Catholic Church, on Ash Wednesday than all the other official holy days of the year, with the exception of Easter and Christmas. That's from my personal observation from 41 years as a priest. And here at Curia of Ars in Merrick, where I am, all day long, we have the practice of continuous distribution of ashes. Ideally, they should be distributed, they are distributed in the middle of Mass, but, you know, people schedule, so we have it all day long. We give out a booklet and a nail that people can take as a tangible reminder, and people come all day long from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. It's not a holy day of obligation, but it is a special day of acknowledgement. So besides Catholics, Ash Wednesday is observed by other Christian groups like the Anglicans, the Lutherans, the Methodists, and even folks of no particular Christian denomination. In my old parish, there were many storefront churches, and they took up the practice, the Catholic practice, of ashes as well. And in my research for this talk, I discovered that historically, the practice of administering ashes has not been common among evangelicals, although there are a few evangelical churches that do it. So the second part of this talk is the origins of Ash Wednesday. So even though the Easter story takes place in biblical times, the traditions of Ash Wednesday aren't quite that old. A period of preparation and fasting likely has been observed before the Easter festival since apostolic times, though some form of the practice wasn't formalized until the First Council of Nicaea in 325, around the time of Constantine. Early Christians in Rome were sprinkled with ashes during Lent, but the Ash Wednesday practice of placing ashes on the forehead of Christians didn't begin until a lot later. And though the exact origin of Ash Wednesday isn't clear, the custom of marking the head with ashes on this day is said to have initially originated during the papacy of Gregory the Great, who was Pope from 590 to 604. Interestingly, in the Old Testament, ashes were found to have been used for two purposes. First, as a sign of humility and mortality, and secondly, as a sign of sorrow and repentance for sin. So there's a connection. Some of the Christian connotation for ashes in the liturgy of Ash Wednesday today has also been taken from this Old Testament biblical custom. So there's a lot of interconnection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Receiving ashes on the head as a reminder of mortality and a sign of sorrow for sin was a practice of the Anglo-Saxon Church in the 10th century, and it was made universal to the Western Church at the Synod of Benevento in 1091. So basically, the origin is about 1,000 years. Originally, the use of ashes to symbolize penance was a matter of private devotion, but later, it became part of the official rite for the reconciling of public penitents into the Church. And so in this context, ashes on the penitent, on his head or forehead served, or her head or forehead served as a motive for fellow Christians to pray for the returning sinner, to feel sympathy for him or and for her, and also to evaluate their own lives. Where are they at in their relationship with the community, with the Church, and with God? Still later, the use of ashes passed into the present rite of beginning the penitential season of Lent on Ash Wednesday. So there can be no doubt that the custom of distributing the ashes to all the faithful arose from a devotional imitation of the practice observed in the case of public penitents, folks who had publicly sinned. Also, putting a cross, putting a mark on the forehead was in imitation of the spiritual mark, the seal, that's put on a Christian during the celebration of baptism. So that if you've been to a baptism, you know that the priest or the deacon says right at the very beginning of the ceremony, "The Christian community now welcomes you with great joy, and in its name I claim you for Christ our Savior. I now trace the cross on your forehead and invite your parents and godparents to do the same." So this is when the newly born Christian, or the newly to be baptized Christian, is delivered from slavery to sin and the devil and made a slave of righteousness in Christ, as St. Paul says. Finally, in terms of the origin of this day, the ashes used on Ash Wednesday are meant to represent dust. And so when receiving ashes on our foreheads, Christians, Catholics, hear the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's now 11 o'clock here in the morning on this March 2nd, and I have said those words maybe 300 times already. And saying those words over and over again is just such a powerful reminder of who, you know, where we are going and what we need to do to get there. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And, of course, this is a reference to what God says to Adam when exiling him from the Garden of Eden. Recently, somebody sent me a meme, and the meme said, "You come from dust, you will return to dust. That's why I don't dust. It could be somebody I know." Well, anyway, in the U.S., Ash Wednesday didn't gain mainstream popularity with Christians until the 1970s. And in the 1970s, the practice matched up with other wider trends in American religion, including the embrace of once discarded traditions and the search for ways to connect the physical body to the spiritual life. So Ash Wednesday was an opportunity for a multi-sensory physical way of connecting faith to the body, and some American Christians at that time decided to begin wearing that outward physical mark of their spiritual lives, and certainly you see people in the city, you see people on television, even on this day, wearing ashes, and that's why it's taken on such a powerful symbolic meaning in our world, in our church, and in our country. So that's a brief outline of the origins of Ash Wednesday. And the third and last part of this reflection is the significance of Ash Wednesday. As I mentioned, one of the early origins of Ash Wednesday came from the practice of penitents doing public penance for their sins in order to receive the sacraments. So it was a very public thing for people to see other people, family members, parents, children, neighbors, friends, to see other people overtly marked out, singled out with this sign of ashes in the community as folks who are in trouble spiritually and communally, sometimes illegally, and everybody else could see this, and they knew. It was not a category that you wanted to be in, but sometimes people fell into that category. Nowadays, people are eager to receive ashes and often think that this sign, this smudge that I have, that you may have on your forehead at this particular moment, shows primarily that I'm a Catholic or I'm a Christian or that I've been to church today or at least on Ash Wednesday. That's partially true, but not exactly. It's not the whole story. It's not the whole meaning. Just in case anyone labors under a false assumption, getting ashes doesn't mean I'm holy. As a matter of fact, getting ashes means I'm not holy. Getting ashes means I need to do more to get to the holiness that God wants me to be at. Ashes are for sinners, for people like you and me, even as members of the Order of Malta, who sometimes or often do the wrong thing, sometimes in small ways or big ways, but still, we're people who want to do things the right way. We have the intention, otherwise we wouldn't be on this call, people wouldn't be coming to church today. Even if it's the only day of the year they come to church, there's that internal intention, at least on this day, to start fresh, to press the refresh button. So another way of understanding what the ashes mean is like this. It's really wearing a sign so that I can see in the mirror, or I can see on you, the word sinner. And last year, for Ash Wednesday 2021, because we were doing ashes on the forehead, sprinkling ashes rather than putting on ashes, I gave out these little tags, so the file folder things that you can stick onto a file folder, and the tag said one word, sinner. I said, since you're not wearing ashes today on your forehead, you could put this on your head. Most people wouldn't do it. I would feel uncomfortable doing it. But this is what the ashes mean. I'm a sinner, and I'm devoutly receiving these ashes, and that means that I intend to do something about it, the fact that I'm a sinner. And so it's a message to ourselves, and we have to look into the mirror to make the connection. I intend, it means I intend to repent and to believe the gospel, as the ritual says, or I intend to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, because I know that ultimately, physically, the body, will return to dust. So in order to do that, in order to get on this journey for Lent on Ash Wednesday, we have to voluntarily, you might say, go back to almost exactly 2 years ago. 2 years ago, just as the pandemic was beginning, we were mandated by the government to quarantine. To quarantine so that we could recover together, so that we could heal together in unison as a world from COVID-19. And so in Lent, long before 2,000 years ago, but in Lent, we self-quarantine. We quarantine as a church. We retreat for these 40 days, which is where the word quarantine and the connection to 40 originates. We set aside this period of time to break bad habits and to do spiritual spring cleaning through prayer and fasting and almsgiving. And that's the work, that's the mission of the season that begins today. One thing I agree with President Biden's State of the Union address last night is when he said, referring to the war in the Ukraine and the battle between democracy and autocracy, democracy and dictatorship, he said that the light will overcome the darkness. Light will overcome the darkness. Well, that's a very Christian and Easter-focused message from the president. But in order to get to the light in our world, in our church, in our families, in our own personal lives, in order to get to the light, we have to work through and kill the darkness, eradicate the darkness out there and within us. I thought it was very interesting this morning at Mass. The opening prayer for the Ash Wednesday Mass each year sounds like it was written for this very year. And this is the opening prayer you may have heard of this morning at Mass. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up the battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. As we pray for the besieged people of the Ukraine, their battle with evil, their battle with the evil of Vladimir Putin, in a way reflects our spiritual journey of Lent, our spiritual journey of Lent against the many forces out there that invade our world, our lives, our hearts, our communities, that invade to destroy and obliterate our inner peace and our holy communion with God and others. But light will come from the darkness. For sure, it will be a battle. It is a battle within and a battle without, a cold or a hot war that has to be worked through, both in the world, in our church, and in our spiritual lives. So this Lent, 2022, this year, we can give up the mask, but we can't mask over the fact that we are sinners and that we need to do something about it. That's what Ash Wednesday and Lent is all about. We are sinners, and we can hide the reality, you might say, that the state of our union, the state of our union with God individually and collectively as a nation and as a church, needs reform and change right now. And as St. Paul tells us in the second reading today, now is the acceptable time. The very fact that people are taking the time to listen to this call today on Ash Wednesday, coming to church, wearing the ashes means that we want, in some way, we have this good intention. But the important thing is that we have to have some game plan. It can't just be this day or the next couple of days, or shouldn't be, not to decide what we're going to do, to give up, to do differently, to fight the battle of selfishness and sin within us, within our family, within our world, and within our church. That's what we need to do and plan for today. And so I'd like to conclude this reflection by offering again the prayer for the blessing of ashes on this Ash Wednesday. O God, who desire not the death of sinners, but their conversion, mercifully hear our prayers, and in your kindness be pleased to bless the ashes we have received, that we who acknowledge we are but ashes and shall return to dust may, through a steadfast observance of Lent, gain pardon for our sins and newness of life after the likeness of your risen Son, Christ, who lives forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to join this call today. Happy and fruitful Lent to all the members of the Order of Malta and our families.
Thank you so much, Monsignor. This was very interesting, informative, and helpful to allow us to better understand what Lent and the Ash Wednesday is all about, and to give us a chance to get much more out of today and out of all of Lent.
Thank you.
Want to remind everyone that these calls are recorded, and today's call will be posted in the next few days on the association website. Our next call is April 6th, when Deacon Lawrence Inosky from Northeast Florida will discuss how to get the most out of Holy Week. So we start with Ash Wednesday today, and we end with Holy Week next month. Thank you all. Have a great day and a blessed day.